Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
A crossover is...
crossover dribble.
Same for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover continues to evolve.
All right, draft lottery time.
Man!
First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you, Gary Sharp. I appreciate you.
Everybody bring gifts.
Yeah. I don't even know what I want.
I won't put you all out there in the streets, but man, you picked a good spot.
I got a good little meal on deck tonight, and I got my mom's little chocolate cake. She has to make me like I'm talking, you guys, this is like an entire...
Old
school enormous cake.
Yeah,
and this cake is like... Listen, forget about it, man.
At some point, and I'm the youngest of five, so I've seen countless number of birthdays.
Right.
At some point, we went from the old school great big long sheet cake to the circle cakes.
Shrunker down?
To the circle cakes.
Yeah. See, I'm almost, like, I'm at the point where, like, I don't know how you guys are. Like, if it's in the house, like, I have zero willpower with food.
Well, I don't like dessert, so I'm cool.
You're a lucky guy.
I like cinnamon rolls, and I like oatmeal cookies.
Those things talk to you.
I can't, like, you guys, this cake is going to sit in my fridge.
What's in it? Just chocolate?
Like, it's double? Just chocolate with this, like, white frosting. It's a very simple, but the frosting's good.
She probably does it homemade.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, man.
Hey, remember when you were a little kid?
I'll bring you a little bit.
I want to see it.
You got to see it, man.
When it was your birthday and you brought treats?
Yeah.
Hey, remember that? What happened to that?
You can't bring stuff from home anymore, and if you do, it has like 97 stipulations.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, hey.
Is that how it is?
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, really?
No, well, this, no that, wrapper this, can't wrap that, make sure there's no this allergy, that allergy. I'm telling you.
No. So that's okay with them. What about us adults?
Oh.
True.
Yes.
You want to translate? Listen, in some ways, I might want to bring this entire cake to, like, I'll get my piece, and then I need to get it out of the house. Or yeah. I'm going to have an entire cake.
Smart place to bring it is a radio station, and you say, hey, there's stuff left in the break room.
And that is like piranhas.
It could be old hangers. Hey, there's old hangers in the break room. And it's like, yeah.
What is it about radio people that are like, if it's free, it's for me?
We're broke.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean.
If it's free, it's for me.
George, do you see Shane's gift this morning right to your left?
Yeah.
Our boss bought him those. Those are vending machine peanuts. It's the small things in life.
Yeah, and that type of stuff goes a long ways with Shug.
Man,
Shug,
that's
Shug.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner right there. But see, here's the deal. You know what else you can't do? And I don't know if I'm complaining that, because I'm a big public school guy, but you know what you can't do?
What?
So, like, if you bring your kids lunch, you know what you're asked not to do? Like, bring anything that is store, like, from the restaurant or the chain, and it's an original wrapper.
So if I go get Runza,
put it in like a Ziploc bag and something else.
Because kids get jealous.
Bad. Yeah, they feel bad.
That's a part of it,
bro.
That's a part of the deal, right?
Like
a part of the deal is like, yeah, I got McDonald's.
I got an email. Hey,
seriously?
Next time can we take off the Jimmy John's paper?
God. I'm like, hey, the other thing, because I had someone email me this, and then our babysitter validated this. What's up with the new change? So the grades in Millard are 1 through 5, not A through F?
Yeah.
Why is that?
In elementary, I've only known 1 through 5. I didn't get to
really?
A or F until college.
We had
a percentage, like 90%.
In elementary school, it was like either you got like an S for satisfactory.
We did that, S's and
like
O's.
S, yeah, yeah, something like, it was some sort of thing like that. But
I always thought, I worked for the school district forever, and I always wanted to copy Lincoln. Because what you guys write a lot of your own curriculum.
Okay.
Like, Lincoln, like I'm big on your, how you guys.
LPS does it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Was the 1 through 5 thing, like, is it another, in my mind, it landed like it's another way, like the connotations that come along with the getting an A or a C, like you want to lessen the blow of like, I got a 3,
well,
not a C.
Sometimes I still use numbers and our kids are just going back to that. So I'd say, like, you know, I'd say to I won't talk about this particular athlete that's being recruited, but I'd say, how do you have all fives? Like, no,
yeah,
those are Fs.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Like, that means nothing to me.
So yeah. You can't give minuses, right?
Like a that's C minus?
Or can you get like a 2.5? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I don't know if you know Millard well. Like, is that just a Millard thing? Because our babysitter goes to Millard North.
Yeah, and again, they're pretty progressive too.
Hey, just go to a graduation and ask people why you don't have a valedictorian anymore.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
too much competition.
I was like, what? Excuse me?
Come on.
Hey, I'm not joking.
Yeah, I went to a graduation here.
Yeah.
They don't have a salutatorian and a valedictorian.
Really?
They don't have that
do
anymore.
Do they still do like homecoming king and queen and prom? Do they do that? I don't know. I'm serious. Like,
by committee?
I mean, seriously, like, because if, what's it? I mean, in some ways.
Hey, you probably have runner-ups. I would say
it's worse to have a homecoming king, or because sometimes that comes down to like a popularity contest rather than like, at least a valedictorian is like you. Or like we can tangibly say Gary did
it.
Better than Damon.
Yeah. This friend, his daughter is the top in this particular school here in town. And I said, so she's going to be the valedictorian. He's like, no.
They did away with that, huh?
They did away with it a couple of years ago.
Yeah. When I was in school, they would, and listen, they used to post our GPAs.
Really?
Man. I'm like, I'm catching Kobe Boykins. Hey, but by the way, that dude works for NASA. Works for NASA, though.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Kobe, I wasn't catching that. No.
Wait a minute. They posted your GPA?
Yeah, real talk.
Whoa. Really?
That's how they did class rankings.
Wow. Yeah. That's talking about putting your business out
there. Into shaming.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're in like
there.
The top, if you're in like the top 30.
Were you a good student?
Yeah.
Yeah, you struck me as
I didn't get dumb until college. Yeah, I was, super
did
smart.
Did you like school?
Yes. I like challenging school. It's my same personality.
Okay.
It's the exact same. Like, I like to know why. And if I know why, then I'm cool. Like I can adjust.
But you
I don't have to agree with you, but as long as I know, like, really? Like, you wouldn't move Simmons for Chris Paul? And you could say, well, I wouldn't because of this. And I could not agree with you, but I'd be like,
because there's some people that like my dad's brain is one in which like he was a CPA. So he wants like a concrete, like here is the answer.
I don't know if we could hang out.
See, like that's where
I
you
like
know,
a little gray.
So why you're on the radio.
Yeah,
because you
like
can argue the gray.
Yeah. I like a little gray.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Dang. He's a CPA.
Oh yeah, man.
Can I get a loan?
He can do some things for you.
Hey, will he be available next April?
He will. Hey, he'll come in and do it all. Hey. And you guys will die. I mean, the organization at which he does things is just incredible. That gets him crunk.
There's some people that I'll watch that I've gone back and forth with on Twitter that I know what they do.
Yeah.
And I know the angle that they're arguing from. Like,
you can tell.
Yeah, like Kevin, KK.
Yeah.
What do you think that guy does for a living?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's almost like he's a lawyer or something.
Numbers.
Yeah. Numbers?
He's a tax, yes.
Okay.
So you better, like...
You better have
be locked tight.
You can't come with, because I think so.
Because
he's
going to be like...
What do you mean
and
you think so?
And so you learn people's personality based on...
Isn't it funny? You can tell. You can tell based on someone's occupation how they're going to argue sports.
I get it, man.
Yeah.
So I wonder what people think we do.
Hey, joke around.
See, I try to not, like, outside of the show, I don't really love to, I try to not necessarily engage in a lot of sports arguments at times.
I feel
like you only got so much energy with that stuff.
And I only have 4 or 5 good arguments in me a year on Twitter.
Yeah,
I got to space that over 365.
Really, really like.
No, hey, I've been so well behaved.
I try to back it up on Twitter. I try to not engage. Hey, real quick, New York win the lottery tonight?
Yes, because the NBA needs them to.
If there ever was a lottery, not a tinfoil hat guy, but if there ever was a lottery for there to be a little tinfoil hat-ish.
What is it? It's 14.2%.
14%.
Yep. Dang, they have 4 years they have built for this night. If it doesn't happen, hug a Knicks fan. I think his best fit is in Atlanta.
They let Trae Young and...
And Herter. Shoot it. Shoot it.
Well, watch Phoenix get it and they get Morant or RJ Barrett.
Like, well,
Monty Williams.
You know what? You almost
still trade that pick maybe?
Yeah. There's going to be some moves made.
But this is what the NBA wants. Is they want Zion to go to New York and then for somebody to make a trade offer
yeah,
and to blow up between now and the NBA draft in mid-June.
I'm 100% with you. 100% with you. I can't wait.
Because
have a good show, but a better birthday.
If you get the number two, I mean, it's not a loss.
No. Hey. I think you got three guys that are all going to be pretty. Because even R.J. Barrett, like, someone pointed out that he'll never be on the floor with as little shooting as he was on the floor with Duke.
I agree.
You know? I think of that guy with, like, space,
other good players.
Other good players and
room
shooters.
To get to the 10, which sometimes he looked unguardable.
Yeah.
With a little hop, hitch, lefty.
Yeah.
Bounce.
I know.
I wish they do the ping pong balls, but they don't.
14.2%.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night. No!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say, nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Here's Nick Baugh.
And with that, we officially say hello and welcome in on a Tuesday.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, George. Birthdays are weird when you get older, man. Like,
agreed.
Some about, there are, to me it's more like, you get to a point where certain birthdays are kind of the same, you know? Like, the difference between turning 31 and 32 is like nothing. But to me there's some about, so I turned 35 today. And there's some about, I'm not going to lie, there was some about turning 30.
Right.
And then it's all how you frame it to yourself. The thing that's crazy is that, like, now that I'm 35, I'm closer to being 40 than I am, like, being, and this sounds like, well, duh. Like, I'm close, because I've been closer to 40 than I am. I don't know why 35 makes me feel like, because, you know, when you get, like, to 35, you feel like you can round up
right,
or something like that.
Right.
It's just kind of weird to think that I'm closer to being 40 than I am in my 20s.
Yeah, I get it.
Which is like a whoa thing.
And like, I'm just a little bit behind. Like, so I'm 27.
Yep.
So just the idea of I'm closer to 30.
Than you are.
Than 18.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo.
Yeah. And those are all little things you kind of tell yourself on like how you're, because like, and age is the most relative thing. I mean, because I'm sure you get some people listening like 35, oh my God, you are a puppy, you know? Right. And for me, I'm like 27. I'm like, man, you are young, you know.
And then I drink, and I'm like, ooh,
yeah. But yeah, 35 years old, man. 35. And then, what you want to do on your birthday too? Kind of all you're like, I don't know.
So I have a twin, and the way we think
you
about
have a twin,
I have a twin sister.
I didn't. Whoa, what?
You didn't know?
You got a Marcus and Markeith Morris?
Yeah, for real, man. For
okay,
real?
All right, I know
I'll
that.
Show you a picture during
okay,
break.
All right.
Yeah, we look alike.
Okay.
But the way we think about our birthdays are completely different. So I was just with her this past weekend. She's like, oh, I want to go on this trip. I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
I want to
okay.
do this
oh,
and then
my
that.
God.
She's like, George, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to work.
I'm going to, you know, like, yeah.
I might treat myself to a nice dinner.
Right.
Like, but other than that, I was like, I'm good.
I mean, honestly, like, I just want to... Today, my main thought was I just want to go get a good meal, and then I want to, like, in a weird way, I just want my daughter to, like, blow out my candles. Like, I just want, like, you know, like, today I want to, the main thing I want to, the main, I never wanted to go through, like, don't sing to me. You don't need to sing to me and I'll blow out candles. But, like, once you have a kid,
yeah. You
want to maximize the amount, when you have a child, you just want to maximize the amount of times there is happy birthday sung and they get to be in the room for it, because it is a big deal to them.
Yeah.
Like it's so I'm looking forward to that tonight at some point for just my daughter to assist me in blowing out the candles and her going crazy. That's all I want. That's all I want with tonight. But yeah, you know, getting older is birthdays. I'm trying to think of once you get past 21, like in terms of the landmark birthdays, yep. So to me, the landmark birthdays are like when you turn 13 because you're a teenager,
yep.
Turn 16, you can drive, 18 because you can
illegally
do whatever, 21, You can drink. And then to me, the next probably real landmark birthday is probably 40. Because 30 can be just what you tell yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just like, what gets weird when you get older is the, like, when you start to say things like, I've been at 1620 for 10 years. Like, the when you get, when those things start to become double digits, you're like, whoa.
Like, for instance, my 10-year high school reunion is this year.
There you go. You're like, 10.
I was like,
whoa.
10 years ago? You're kidding me.
Or I think about, you know, I had a couple of the guys that I played with at KU and stuff like that text me, and it's like, it's crazy to think, like, I met you 16 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, whoa. And it's weird because it certainly doesn't feel like those things are yesterday.
Right.
But also when you put something like 16 years ago.
That's a long time.
Like when I first walked into this to this radio station to do the Schick and Nick show, that doesn't necessarily feel like it was yesterday to do the Schick and Nick show, but it also certainly doesn't feel like 10 years. You're like, whoa, 10 years?
Yeah.
And then the thing that let me make sure I have this correctly, because this is also how I always like to frame things. I always like to think about things in a way of other famous athletes. Like, how old was this person at this time?
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, and I'm looking at it. So Michael Jordan, when he crossed up Russell and hit the shot, he was 35.
Ooh.
So I don't know what that means, but I'm like, he's in a lot better shape than me. You know? Like, I always think about that. How I try to kind of like frame how old I am is like, well, how old was Jordan when he scored 35 in the first half against Portland? Okay, well, he was that. How old was Jordan in 89 when he hit the shot? Like, Jordan was born February 17th, 1963. Mm. So, like, I mean, Jordan had been 35, 36 years old.
Man.
He was pretty much my age when he crossed up Russell and hit the shot.
So, very similarly, what I think about is my age in regards to who's in the league that is my age and who I'm older than. So, like, me and Kyrie.
Same age?
Same age. I'm a little bit older. I turned 28 in October. He's already 27. So I was like, I'm right there with Kyrie.
Right.
And I'm just like.
To me, it's a good way to kind of like get a sense of. Well, it's a good way to get a sense of just how young a lot of these athletes are.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the thing that I always think about is LeBron James and I are same high school class, 2003. So basically, LeBron and I are the same age.
Which is nuts.
Which is like. Crazy, right?
It's
crazy. It's crazy, man.
I'm trying to find a 91 baby in the NBA, and I can't find one. I keep missing. No, he's old.
Chances are they're older than you.
Yep,
you
know? There's a good chance.
Chances are. So, yeah, so there you go. There's my little...
happy birthday.
My birthday talk. All right, we got good stuff today. Today, Thor?
Today is Thor.
Thor trip, 12:30. Lots to talk about. We are switching some things around with one Robin Washit. He's going to stop by at 11:30. So in about 20 minutes from now, I mean, good Lord, another Nebraska basketball commit.
Jesus.
Another one. We'll get into who that is. And we'll talk more about that with Robin coming up at 11:30. You can email me, Nick at 1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Bob 402-951-1620. Game time.